In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Oh.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, "This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir." He brought him outside and said, "Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. Please read the bold print. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy the people chosen to be God's heritage. God sits firmly enthroned and watches all who dwell on the earth. A king is not saved by the size of the army, nor are warriors rescued by their great strength. Truly your eye is upon those who fear you, O Lord, upon those who wait for your steadfast love. Our innermost being waits for you, O Lord, our helper and our shield. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, even as we place our hope in you. A reading from Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to set for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been so preoccupied with something that you missed what someone was saying to you or what was happening right in front of you? How easy it is to be distracted and afraid in this world. To think that we have this illusion of control, when in reality, there's so much that's out of control in the world and in our lives. And when we really understand that, that creates a sense of fear. And in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is trying to calm our fears. But even as we reflect on this lesson, we can blow past that promise, that desire that God wants to give to us. Jesus knows that his own sheep are afraid. Jesus knows that his flock is human and will succumb at times to distractions, to destructions, to unpredictable forces of the world that cause us to be filled with fear. Fear gets in the way of trusting God, as Lori Cornell points out. And in our gospel lesson, Jesus seems to be suggesting that our faith is like a poorly made purse at times. It's going to wear out. It's not going to be so sturdy. Not sturdy enough to handle the treasures of heaven. But we might also want to cling to the treasures of this world. And the fabric can wear and tear. The moths can destroy it. Or it could be stolen from you. We craft these purses and bags of faith to fit our treasures that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. We realize that even if we manage to hold on to our stuff as long as we can, in the end, we cannot take it with us. So this passage can still trip us up, because as I said, we blow past what Jesus is saying to us. We can reduce the gospel to just moral living. Be holy. Don't be afraid. Sell your possessions and be ready. I can just say those things and sit down, right? Be holy. Sell your possessions. Don't be afraid. Be ready. But then that's going to be a burden, isn't it? It's going to make the gospel about what we must do, and you're going to be distracted. And in, to some extent, living in fear of, am I doing enough? Did I give enough away? Is this what God wants me to do? Am I being faithful enough? You're going to be distracted. So some are going to take this as a call of works righteousness and think they're earning something in a self-righteous response to this gospel lesson. Others are going to want to cling to their possessions. And they're going to just dismiss it outright. Doesn't sound practical, does it? It might even make us uncomfortable. Uncomfortable enough, we're just going to ignore what Jesus is trying to say here. So we can easily, especially in our society today, reduce this gospel lesson to two possibilities. Have to do X, Y, and Z? Or, Jesus didn't really mean all of that. Let's not take him too literally here. And we're focused on that, first and foremost. We're missing what Jesus is saying. Right in the beginning of our gospel lesson. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it's in your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God doesn't want to just give us a little. God wants to give you the kingdom. God is not imposing a legalistic way of living that if we do not follow, it will be hell to pay. God wants to give us the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We're distracted and we blow past that promise right there, right from the beginning, because our hearts are in the wrong place. That's the problem. Our hearts are in the wrong place when we think we could earn God's favor through our works. Focus then on us, ourselves. Our hearts are in the wrong place when we think our possessions have become so essential to our lives that they become like gods to us. And the goal in life is consuming and accumulating and holding on to them at the expense of our own well-being and also at the expense of the well-being of our neighbor in need. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is in your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's a verse that should change how we understand the rest of this gospel lesson and also our relationship to our God. Because God wants to give us the kingdom. You cannot earn this kingdom, nor can you build an everlasting kingdom on your own. Death is that reminder that we cannot take what we earn with us. And even our accomplishments in the world will surely fade over time. And death, in a sense, as Cornell points out, is an unholy thief. An unholy thief that will take all of that away from us in the end. Your accomplishments, your possessions, all that. The unholy thief will take all that away. But here's the good news. Also, as Cornell points out, Jesus becomes the holy thief, plundering sin and death of their ultimate power. Jesus becomes the holy thief, plundering sin and death of their ultimate power. When we take our fear to the cross, we cling to the good news. Our faith and trust are in the shepherd that does not allow the unholy thief of sin and death to have the last word. It is our God of love that assures us of the kingdom that will be given to us now and forever. Have no fear, little flock. Trust in the good news of the kingdom that God desires to give to you. Look to the cross and place your fear there. And may the cross transform that fear into faith and trust. May that faith enable us to be awake and aware of God's kingdom that is in our midst. See, that's an important piece of our gospel lesson. Not awake and aware just for the end, right? That's, I think, some people reduce the gospel to that. But awake and aware for whenever God is coming to us. We don't want to be distracted or rush so far past how God is coming to us right here and right now. Because the truth of it is, the good news is that God and God's kingdom often comes to us right now in very unsurprising ways. No longer are we looking out for ourselves, whether that be through self-righteous living or accumulating and hoarding, but awake and aware, we are surprised by God's love and generosity. We are invested in the life of our community and in relationships with others. So may we continue to intentionally pray, "Your kingdom come." For we, gathered together as God's flock in the world, are a signpost of God's kingdom. When our heart is in the right place, we live into this reality. When we are centered in the Word and strengthened in the sacraments, we are reminded of God's presence and kingdom coming to us right now. We are awake and alive in Christ. Martin Luther once said that the church is a place of conversation and consolation of the faithful. Bringing our fears to the cross is bringing them to the community of faith, where in consolation and conversation, we experience this as part of the family of God. For as a part of the family of God, we are always pointing to the crucified and risen Christ in our midst. As part of the family of God, we become glimpses of God's kingdom to our fellow family members in faith as well. Jesus knows that his flock will be afraid, but he tells us to not be afraid because he wants to give us the kingdom. We're called to be awake and aware of the kingdom that is in our midst and that is to come. Little flock, may our hearts be centered on the love and promise of Jesus. May we be alive and awake and aware in the promise that we receive through word and sacrament, that we would be sent out into the world to declare this good news in a world that often blows past the good and often lives in the fear. May our faith be a source of light and hope to all people, that they would slow down to hear the good news, that they would slow down to hear the promise, that they would slow down to experience the reality of the kingdom of God that is a gift given to us now and forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer. Let your loving kindness be upon your church. Fill all who proclaim the gospel with your spirit. Equip your flock to speak your word of promise and hope in the midst of fear and uncertainty. Merciful God, let your loving kindness be upon your creation. Dwell among us and sustain our earthly home. In places of famine, provide nourishment. In places of plenty, fashion us to be good stewards of your bounty. Merciful God, we pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, our Stephen ministry team, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Merciful God, let your loving kindness be upon your world. Be our helper and our shield in places torn by strife and violence. Raise up courageous leaders to govern with compassion and justice. Merciful God, let your loving kindness be upon your children. Look upon all who wait for your steadfast love. Console those who grieve and embrace those who cry out to you, especially Tracy, Scott, Amber, Pat, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Stan, Barb, Jerry, Jasmine, Pete, Cheryl, George, Lucas, John, Cindy, Leah, Carol, Mark, and our homebound. Help us to trust your promise and not be afraid. Merciful God, let your loving kindness be upon this community. Fashion our hearts to strive for the way of peace. Strengthen the outreach ministries of this congregation, especially our feeding ministries, and all who care for those in need. Merciful God, Holy God, we pray for those in our armed services, especially Cade and Luke, as well as their chaplains. Merciful God, with thanksgiving, we remember all who have died in faith and now rest in you. As they place their hope in you, so strengthen us to trust in your promise of new life. Merciful God,
receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. The peace of Christ be with you always. You may be seated. We continue with the offering.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite forward all those who are helping with distributing the sacrament and anyone participating in Children's Church this morning. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the center with the consecrated hosts. There'll be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be on the pulpit side. An usher will have trays of glass cups and will release you forward. Just take a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you.
Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart.
Then nourish us to be at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.